Bloomington Normal leaders react to the governor's reopening plan, which puts our community in a region with Peoria, Rockford, and the Quad Cities.
I'm not going to quibble with how you would divvy up the state.
That's Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, May 7th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with McLean County business and government leaders reacting to Governor J.B. Pritzker's plan to reopen Illinois. Eric Stock reports they believe it'll give them a chance to open the local economy safely, but maybe not as swiftly as some had hoped.
The McLean County Chamber of Commerce lobbied the governor for a regional approach. CEO Charlie Moore says some business owners thought that would mean opening much sooner.
There's certainly a mixed bag of responses that I'm hearing as it relates to what the region looks like. You know, regional thinking more of a downstate versus going to the western side of the state.
The plan divides Illinois into four areas. McLean County is in the north central region that includes coronavirus hotspots, Rock Island and Rockford. Downstate infections are generally lower. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says he favors the regional approach, even if the pairing with areas that have higher infection rates isn't perfect.
I'm not going to quibble with how you would divvy up the state. That's no matter what you do, unless you really carve us up into the 102 counties, you're going to have some situations like that.
President and CEO of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council, Patrick Hoban, says he believes McLean County's infection rates are good enough that it'll help the region open sooner.
Their cases will affect ours, but I think overall, when compared to the entire state of Illinois, where we'd be average in with a major metro like Chicago, I think it's still a better approach.
Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos notes in McLean County's COVID caseload is relatively low, partly because testing has been limited, citing what health officials have said. But he understands the frustration business owners feel waiting through the shutdown for at least several more weeks.
That's been a concern. It's really hard on local businesses, and they're trying as hard as they can.
The entire state is in phase two of the five-stage recovery. Phase three would allow manufacturing, offices, retail, barbershops, and salons to open when infection rates, hospitalizations, and intensive care needs stabilize. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were four new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. Our total is now 108. There are now 20 active cases here. That's people in home isolation or hospitalized. That's the highest total for that since April 15th, although some of that may be attributed to increased testing at Bloomington's drive-up site over the past week. Managers of a new emergency loan program for McLean County businesses say the second round of federal aid has muted the response to the county's stimulus effort so far. More than 20 businesses have expressed interest, but none have applied yet. And starting May 12th, Bloomington Public Library will offer curbside pickup to those who've put items on hold in advance. It'll run Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday afternoons. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. The economic effect of the coronavirus has hit artists especially hard. The creative class is vulnerable. Artists and performers are often independent contractors whose success depends on constant hustle. Sarah Nardi reports.
For a musician, hustling means booking shows and getting yourself out there, night after night. Social distancing has put a stop to live shows, ranging from small local gigs to multi-city tours. Some are finding new ways to hustle, connecting with fans through live streaming and online subscriptions. Others embrace the silence. Nick Africano is a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter who grew up in Normal. He's been isolating in his New York apartment since March and experimenting with live streaming performances.
It's a very surreal feeling to feel connected, but know that it's kind of a prosthetic virtual connection. And I wonder the effect that's going to have on us. I mean, we were already attached to our devices, and this is making us even more attached. Now we are going to depend on them.
Africano says audiences help artists find the courage to push themselves in new directions on stage. That kind of give and take is something that might not be possible in a virtual space.
The physical energy of an audience when you're in front of them. And I've only done a couple online shows, but I imagine it won't be as palpable.
Still, Africano says he's grateful to have the outlet and a way to connect. Not all do. Africano says he's concerned for musicians who make a living backing up other acts.
For me, I'm a singer-songwriter making my own material. I can go online and play a show. But if you're a touring guitar player, it's harder to adjust and then say, oh, like, okay, now what am I going to do? So I think it's 50-50.
That up and down 50-50 feeling is something Sharon Chung can relate to.
I told somebody that I feel like I live a week's worth of emotions in one day. And so there's wildly swinging emotions from one sort of one extreme to the other.
Chung is a professional violinist and violist in Bloomington Normal. She's also a music instructor at Illinois Wesleyan, which closed its campus in March. Chung has continued working with students by video links and says they find comfort in routine. Chung says for her own music, virtual connections just aren't the same. A lot of her work involves collaborating with other musicians. She says isolation has been a challenge.
I actually did have to go into a rehearsal with a pianist because she wanted to get a recording before she went away for the summer. And so we collaborated. I was the first person I'd played any music with really like that in about a week and a half. And it was quite moving for me because I didn't realize how much I needed that and kind of craved that interaction.
They did stay 6 feet apart. Lately, Chung has found a way through. She plays Bach in her bathrobe. She sent a video to her friends who encouraged her to record more sessions and post them to social media. Hashtag bathrobe Bach is now a thing.
But I do think that in any sort of like difficult time, we, you know, people like to hold on to things that are, you know, beautiful and artistic. Like we kind of need those things, I think.
Other musicians find themselves at home in solitude. Pokey LaFarge is known for his eccentric interpretation of bluesy Americana. LaFarge grew up in Bloomington. He says he takes isolation in stride.
You're kind of required. It's a requirement to be alone a lot of time, you know, to create, right? To write, to practice, to rehearse, you know. And then when you're on the road, you know, you're sitting in a moving vehicle. You're sitting in a green room. I mean, rarely do you get social time with anyone outside your band and crew. So, you know, seclusion, like I said, is nothing new for me.
LaFarge says he's had something of a spiritual awakening in recent years, so it's fitting he's able to find an element of transcendence in these strange, lonely days.
This is all borrowed time anyway. None of this belongs to us anyways, you know. These are our lives, but, you know, it doesn't really belong to us, you know, on these things that I own. What does it really matter, you know? So, I mean, I feel lucky to be here every day.
Singer-songwriter Dan Hubbard says he's also found peace with his new reality. Hubbard says he chooses to see this time at home as a blessing.
Actually, I just wanted to fall in love with music again, because when you're always looking forward, you're always preparing for a show, it gets hard to just be like, to just enjoy it for what it is when you're always trying to prepare and make sure you're putting quality stuff out there.
Hubbard says he pretends like he's 15 again, sitting in his room and remembering what he loves about music. I'm Sarah Nardi.
Thanks for listening to The Lead Off. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org. Today we'll leave you with one of the musicians you just heard from, Dan Hubbard. This is Life is Sweet.
Lay me that bride. People I love taken down. Well, I got me.